The champions elect beat Brighton and Hove Albion by 1-0. The champions elect did the decent thing after Manchester City dropped points earlier today. It's a game full of moments rather than Liverpool domination, I think it's fair to say, Dan Austin. Let's have a massive chat first and foremost about Alisson's dink, when he just dinked the lad resplendent in yellow and just dinked him and just went to the whole ground cop for that and killed four people off in the main.
It was absolutely incredible, wasn't it? For a team that was not playing particularly well, to just have a goalkeeper that is able to pull that out of his back pocket at any given moment is absolutely stunning. I've been a half-mast ever since, to be honest. I was absolutely staggered by it. The audacity to do that.
Yeah.
In your third game in English football, where, you know, he's played at that ground before once for Liverpool, didn't have an awful lot to do. He's played at that ground once before that for Roman and conceded five. And he's just absolutely comfortable enough to take the piss out of people already. I swear to God, I never come to concede a goal again. He's incredible. He's such an incredible specimen of a football. It's fantastic. Even the save that he makes from the header from Pascal Gross, he makes it look dead easy because he's about 8 foot tall and it's so easy for him to reach it and nothing comes of it and it's all absolutely fine. And it feels like he's a goalkeeper that's in control of the entire football match somehow, which I don't think I've ever seen before.
I was wondering on whether or not I was going to go to town. Genuinely. And then
it was better to get off then, because very little happens afterwards. It was Liverpool were fully in control of the game. I think we all would have been better to have just gone, nice one, lads, and left.
We all do a walkout. I'm going to talk about another moment. I'm going to go Philippa Smallwood next. The James Milner tackle that led up to the goal. That James Milner planned that tackle this morning when he got up and had his breakfast. He thought about that tackle. It was phenomenal.
It was pure James Milner, that, wasn't it? You know, that's the sort of thing that I really like about James Milner. You kind of feel like he puts everything on the line. Week in, week out, you know, there's no match that doesn't really matter to him. Every second of every game that he's playing, and you know, it's like it means the world to him. And yeah, that tackle that led to that goal. I mean, basically, that's what won us the game, pure and simple.
That tackle did win us the game. I want to talk about Gini Wijnaldum doing keepy-ups, dribbling past four, Helen Brown, when he just did keepy-ups, like he went, best just do the keepy-ups now, because that's where we are, and just ran through the middle of the midfield. And I'm going, you're not allowed to do that, mate. That's surely cheating.